Acts chapter 9, verse 9, 10 and 11. If you took it, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. For behold, he prayeth. For behold, he prayeth. Father, paint this picture in our minds and in our spirits and in our hearts this morning, that we will never lose this posture of prayer from our life. We may be in white-collar jobs, we might be in the luxurious mansions, we might be in the poorest of jhopadis, but we will not forget the posture of prayer. Hallelujah. Teach us, Lord. Teach us. Teach us, Lord. The word is yours. Your people are yours. Speak to them. Discern the life which they are going through and do a miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Behold, for behold, he prayeth. Four powerful words. For behold, he prayeth. Who is telling? The Lord is telling about Saul to a disciple called Ananias. Okay? Not Ananias. Ananias. Ananias, probably in your territorial linguistic language, Ananias. For behold, he prayeth. We mostly in our flesh are not interested to pray. Friends, we all are uninterested in activity of prayer because we are in our flesh. But let me tell you, God is interested in what we are uninterested in. Hallelujah. God is interested. If you can bring heaven's attention to your life, it's through a time of prayer which in the flesh, let's admit, we are uninterested in. How to have a life of prayer? If you see Paul's life was built on prayer. You go everywhere. I love that verse in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse. Can we come to Ephesians? Can we hear in Ephesians? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the queen of epistles. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. In my prayers. I am ceasing not. I am not stopping. That's what Paul is telling here. I am not stopping to make mention of you in my prayers. What happened, Paul? Was this how you were brought up? Look at some other verses again. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter. This is just Ephesians, okay? You can probably make a good sermon in this also. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I bow my knees. What is bowing your knees? We all have Duraflex mattress. What are you doing, brother? Praying. Prayer has its posture too. I bow my knees. Down on my knees. I am down on my knees. Amen. And then we read in Ephesians chapter, hallelujah, you know about chapter 6. And we read verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Another thing. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching there with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. All saints. All saints in the world. See, your prayers have a big coverage. All the saints. When you say, Lord, I pray for all the saints in the world, God hears that. Hallelujah. Sometimes I just go into this habit of going into the countries which I have heard of, but I pray for the saints there. Saints in Vietnam, saints in China, saints in Japan, saints in Saudi Arabia, saints! Hallelujah. Your prayer should have wide coverage. Tweet it all, okay? Tweet it all. In Jesus' name. Your prayers have a wide coverage area. It reaches to the highest of heavens and it touches everybody within the vicinity. Hallelujah. Praying always with all prayer. Everybody say all prayer. Praying always with all prayer. So there are different kinds of prayer. I don't have time to talk about different kinds of prayer today. All prayer, all supplication, all saints. Wow. That should be our hallmark. After today's service, you will have a new vision towards where God has planted you and where God has placed you. God desires nothing else, but God desires that your life will be a life of prayer. Hallelujah. Praying with all prayers, praying with all supplications, praying with all prayers, praying for all the saints. And then you know what Paul is asking them to pray in verse 19? And for me. Paul, what are you telling? You are the man of prayer and you're telling pray for me. That's what prayer makes you. It makes you humble. People of prayer are the most humblest people you'll see. Some people are there. They say, you know what, I'm praying. Don't ever come and disturb me. There is some problem in their prayer. You should have a set apart time for prayer. Well understood. Prayer will not make you hard. Prayer will make you soft. Prayer will make you approachable. Pray for me. What is Paul asking? Pray that I might get the biggest mansion in New York. Pray that I might travel in the biggest car. Our heavenly economy is still there. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Somebody who is blessed with heavenly economy said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The young lion shall suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord, for you who are here in shelter house seeking the face of the Lord, you shall suffer. You shall not suffer any good thing. You shall not lack any good thing. That's heavenly economy. Jesus Christ has given it all for you. Pray that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly. Everybody say boldly. This is what is needed. Pastor, if I tell the gospel, what will he think? That's why you need prayer. Boldly. In a way which they understand. In a way, this week God is going to make you bold. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. Bolder than ever before. Because in your boldness, the strongholds of sin has to break. Hallelujah. Boldness. To make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So we all need that, as I ought to speak. I need to speak as I ought to speak. Not whatever you thought to speak, but how I ought to speak. Hallelujah. Not how you thought to speak, but how I ought to speak. You know English? Amen. Ought and thought, both are big difference. Though they end in the same. I thought. No, I ought. Many things in our life are some total of our thoughts. He is like this. She is like this. Pastor is like this. No! It's not the fact. Think like how you ought to think. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord. I'm breaking some bondages here in the name of Jesus. Live as how you ought to live, not how you thought to live. Both are different things. Hallelujah. May you live the life which you ought to live and not what you thought to live. Why? Because my Bible says in Isaiah 55, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My plans are not your plans. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so much higher are my thoughts above your life. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I thought I will be in Bangalore, but God is taking me to New York. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Your thought was that, brother. That is not what God wants you to do. You all go, be blessed and flourish. I have no issues. Have a heart for India. Moses was in the palace, but his heart was for the people there. See, God, what you think as the lowest standard is God's highest standard. What you think as the lowest of people is God's highest thought of people. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Caste system doesn't exist in the dictionary of God. Hallelujah. For him, one who is from a lower caste, as what the world prescribes, is the highest general in the army of God. Hallelujah. So, Paul was built on prayer. His life was built on prayer. How will you have a life of prayer? Number one, prayer should be your life. Is that clear? Yes. Prayer should be your life. Life of prayer. Paul is asking people to pray for him. Paul humbles himself and says, pray for me that how I ought to speak, I ought to speak. How I ought to live. And what is the medium he asked them to do? Pray. Because prayer brings a lot of things in your life. Hallelujah. Somebody who received at least one answer to your prayer, lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. You know that is God's answer to your prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did any government give anything? Did anybody give anything? It's God who opened the floodgates of heaven. Today the floodgates of heavens are open towards you. That sometimes in your bed also you can pray. There's no wrong in that. Every time you should pray. In the bed also you should pray. Off the bed also you should pray. While cooking also you should pray. While driving also you should pray. While switching on, hallelujah, the fan and light and regulator. While going in the bike also, you have to pray. In Tamil service, our dear brother Wilson gave a testimony. He was our first soul, okay? And he told about how he learned things in the church. He was born in a very good family with good Christian backgrounds, but from the church he learned it all. What happened is suddenly he went, it seems it's his words, his one day last year, last week or last month, I think last month, after depositing the tithes in our account, he some thought came and said, how much we are giving to the church, why should we give? Then he put the Excel and started calculating. And then another uncle requested him for some money for her. His wife is in hospital, so he left off that WhatsApp. He just neglected that WhatsApp message. Okay, and as he was praying that night, and then suddenly the Lord told, send that money to that man who is at need. And he sent it. Next day morning, he is coming in the office and his manager calls him and says, hey, how are you doing? Because they are product companies, they are on their own, they work on their own, they're not, just for namesake there are managers. So manager calls him and gives him a check of an amount which I cannot imagine. I was like, and he was also, if you give to the Lord, he will definitely prosper you. Don't calculate and give. Hallelujah. Money, he said, when I was earning small, little I could give. But when I was earning big, to give that amount to the Lord was quite paining. But without pain, he is giving. Hallelujah. And the Lord honored his word with a good salary, which is a check, which has to come credited, which is a good money. I'm not excited about the money factor. No, money doesn't excite me. We're excited about how God leads his people. Hallelujah. He puts you up, seats you with princes. He seats you with the kings of the earth. Your ideas will stand out in Jesus' name. Your work will be recognized in Jesus' name. You will be promoted in Jesus' name. Amen. How to have a life of prayer? Number one, you should have a foundation of prayer which somebody else has put in your life. You should have a foundation of prayer which somebody else has put into your life. Let's read from 59. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Stephen is telling the first martyr of the church, He was brought into a place, they were stoning him, and the Bible says, because of their stones, he kneeled down. 16. See friends, when people make us to kneel, that's the best position we can be in. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, your best position in the whole earth, kneeling position, lifting up. Never forget the kneeling position in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. When they stoned Stephen, all he could do is kneel. It was probably by force. It might be by the pain which the stone caused, but he kneeled down. And the Bible says he cried out loud, calling upon and cried out with a loud voice. Everybody say, loud voice! Loud voice! He cried out with a loud voice. Anyway, he's being stoned. He cried out with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. That's the last prayer. If I was in Stephen's prayers, I would have thought, Lord, you are seeing it all. Consume them, fellows. Fellows are stoning me. Already they broke my back. Break their backs also. I am confessing. But what did Stephen pray? Lord, lay not this. And chapter 8 and verse 1 says, and Saul was consenting unto his death. Paul was consenting. He was the one who signed. Okay, let him be killed. With this, he wanted everybody to be. He wanted to kill Peter. He wanted to put all the apostles down. It's such a hardcore, what you say in Tamil, we say vairagya or the zeal. He is coming out. And verse 9, chapter 9 and verse 1, Acts 9 and verse 1. And Saul yet breathing out. You know what is breathing out? Even his breath is insult and threatening to him. But Saul did not know one thing. There was a person who prayed for him. Hallelujah. And that prayer caught him. That prayer caught him in Acts chapter 9. And we see the fellow who was breathing out insults and threatenings to the church is the one who breathed out prayer to the Almighty God. He's the one who breathed out such great scriptures for our inspiration. Hallelujah. Can you believe he came to Damascus to kill Ananias, who was the chief disciple there. Hallelujah. But very soon you would see that Ananias comes to Saul and leads him into the way. Friends, today you are here because somebody else prayed for you. Somebody else has prayed for you. Somebody else, you're walking on the foundation of somebody else's prayer. Your mama prayed for you. Your daddy prayed for you. Your brothers prayed for you. Your pastors prayed for you. Somebody who know what I'm speaking said, praise the Lord. I'm thankful that I stand on the foundation of prayer. When I'm built on the foundation of prayer, that storms come, that troubles come, I will not be shaken. Somebody praying for me. The beautiful song with Don Moen said, somebody praying for me. Somebody knocking on heaven's door. Somebody praying for me. Knocking up to the Lord. To be somebody down on their knees. Somebody praying for me. Hallelujah. Stephen's 6-word prayer. Is it right? Is it 6-word prayer? Hallelujah. Lord, lay not this sin. So that is 5, 6, 7, 8 word. 8 words in English. Touched Saul. Friends, I'm telling you, we are living in difficult circumstances. The greatest thing that you can give your children, your loved ones, is the foundation of prayer that they will walk on. Somebody understand what I'm telling? Did you understand what I'm telling? Hallelujah. Oh, that's the power of prayer. Saul's life had the foundation of Stephen's prayer. Hallelujah. My question is, who will have his foundation laid on your prayers? On your prayers. Some unknown tribal group, some unknown people group. You might be, see, you are the only person in the company which you are working for the Lord. Do you know that? There, God expects you to lay the foundation of prayer in many else's lives. You're there for a purpose, not just to earn money, but to earn souls. You can pray for your children. I'm telling you, friends, a mother's prayer is very, very powerful. A father's blessing is very powerful. How much have you prayed for your children? That much they will grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. Foundation of prayers. This church is found on the foundation of prayers. I'm telling you, friends. Hallelujah. People may come, people will go. Hallelujah. Some people will come like angels, they will walk out as demons. Some demons will come, they will become angels. That doesn't matter. But a church founded on prayer cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. You and me who's founded on prayer can never be shaken. Somebody who understood this, put your hands together and give God a shout of praise. Say, Lord, I'm thankful for prayers that lead me, for prayers that support me. Now I'm ready to pray for somebody else. I'm ready to lay my foundation of prayer upon somebody else. Hallelujah. You might be in your company. Start praying for them. Pray for your manager. Don't look for promotion from him, but look for God's hand upon his life. Don't ask for promotion. Say, Lord, touch him. Bring him, make him. Oh Lord, I pray that he will come to the knowledge of God. Without you asking him, your promotion is done. That's how God works. Hallelujah. Oh, will you be the foundation of somebody's prayer? Will you lay the foundation of God's work in somebody else's life? Stephen cried, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And that prayer was following Saul always. And that led him. Hallelujah. One more thing I want to tell you, friends. We are already established on the prayer of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you take John chapter, hallelujah, 17 and verse 20. Can you read that? Jesus prayed for us. He's still praying for us. We are moving in prayer. We are living in prayer. We cannot escape from the coverage area of the prayer of Jesus. You got it? Do you think the enemy can come and take you out from the prayers of Jesus? No. As long as you're held strong to the word of God, as long as you're holding strong to God's word. Hallelujah. John chapter 17 and verse 20. Neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. In NIV, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. That includes you and me. Hallelujah. He prayed for us. Somebody said, praise the Lord. And many attacks of the enemy are away from our house in Jesus' name. Blue whale game. You heard about it? When pastor tells don't hear secular songs, you will not obey me. You know what is number one trick there in that blue whale game? Wake up early in the morning, 4:20, and hear to all heavy rock metal. 50 steps are there, it seems. And at last, they will say, go and jump. Suicide. Suicide. Many students have ended their life. In India, around the world, blue whale game. You don't want your children to get into blue whale, get into your prayer room. A life which is built on the foundation of prayers cannot be shaken from the will of God. Somehow, God will touch you. So keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. What to do? Keep praying. Keep praying for your children. Keep praying for your loved ones. They must not have accepted the Lord, but you can lay the foundation of prayers on their life and they will be saved. Hallelujah. There's nothing greater in your life than your prayer life. Let's get into our prayer rooms this month, friends, and let's receive some answers from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your prayers can be the foundation for salvation in many lives. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Your prayers have the largest coverage area, widest coverage area, highest coverage area. No Airtel tower can beat it. No Idea tower can beat it. No idea can change your life. But one prayer can change your life. Amen. Get it? Hallelujah. It's okay. Amen. Second, how can you have a life of prayer? Number one, you should have the foundation of prayer which somebody else has put into your life. So thank God for them. Thank God for your pastors. Thank God for your loved ones who prays for you. Hallelujah. And you're safe in the arms of God. But that doesn't mean always you can run on others' prayer. It's time that you build your foundation for others to move on. Hallelujah. Let the prayer chain move. Hallelujah. Second important thing is the revelation of the Lord Jesus. If you look at Acts chapter 9 and verse 3 and 4, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. Everybody says, suddenly a light from heaven. Suddenly a light from heaven. You want to have a lifestyle of prayer. By your flesh you cannot make it. But if you met your Savior, if you saw him, nobody can lift you from your knees, brother. Nobody can lift you from your knees, sister. Hallelujah. You may say, Pastor, after I came to the knowledge of God, God has blessed me with a lot of good things. That's right. But your spiritual life barometer is in your prayer life. The barometer, the revelation of the Lord Jesus. What happened, Saul? What happened to you? The Bible says, as he journeyed, he came here. Suddenly there shined around him a light from him. Today, a light from heaven is shining over your life in Jesus' name. No darkness of earth can comprehend it. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a light of God shining over my ministry. There's a light of God shining over my family. There's a light of God shining over my health. There is the light of God shining over my family. Somebody who believes it said, praise the Lord. Go ahead and give God, because many dark forces kept away. They ran into other homes. They could not step into your life because of the light of God that shined in your life. Even last night, even this moment, darkness cannot come against you because you have the light of God shining over your life. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that your light is over my life. I thank you, Lord, that this light came suddenly. Today it is shining over your life. It's healing your sickness. It's encouraging you. It's putting you back onto your feet. It's giving you the destiny which you have to have. It's putting you into the future which God has for you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The light of God is shining. And what happened? And he fell to the earth and he heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? Who are you? Who are you, Lord? If you haven't asked this question to your Savior, your prayer life will still be mundane. I saw this light many a time. That's why I threw off a high yielding job and came out to ministry, to think about my Lord, to do the ministry in the best possible way I can. Hallelujah. This is young brain. Do you think it's young? There is no white hair. One or two is popping out here and there, but I'm better than many of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm thinking, how can we use it? How can we use this breakthrough? How can we use this opening? How can we use this? How can we leverage? How can we use the brothers which God has given me? How can God can use the sisters? Hallelujah. All these plans which we have, vision night. Hallelujah. All these things which we are doing. We are a model church. Hallelujah. We may be little, but we are shaking the world. Hallelujah. We may be small, but we are shaking the world. We are impacting the world. Hallelujah. Because God has given us a calling. Hallelujah. And we will use it for the Lord. Saul, what happened to you? Who art thou, Lord? Have you ever asked this to the Lord? Without asking this, you are not going to go into your destiny. Hallelujah. Philippians 3 and verse 10. Can we read it together? That I may know him. That I may know him. Who art thou, Lord? And still in Philippians 3:10, he is telling, I want to know him. I want to know you. I want to know you. We are not smart enough than Paul. Have you known your Savior? Have you known your Savior? And your knowledge about him can only happen in your prayer room. In your prayer room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 27 and verse 4. says this prayer of David. David, what is it that one thing that you want? You have got it all. You have your wealth, you have your wisdom, you have it all. But what is it that you want in your life? Psalm 27 and verse 4. Can we read together? One thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may. That one thing I desire, that's all that I want. Hallelujah. What is your desire today, friend? Is it to become a big person? Hallelujah. Then go ahead. But let me tell you, last week Lady Gaga gave an interview. Fame is poison. She understood fame better than anybody else. Hallelujah. Many people think fame is everything. No. Many people say name is everything. No. I'm telling you, fame and name is confined to your frame. You know what is your frame? The Bible says in Psalm 103, He knows our frame. He understands that we are dust. Dust. In this dust we put fair and lovely. In this dust we put health and glow. In this dust we put mascara and chuskara. In this dust we put mehendi and kihendi. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you may not know your frame, but the one who made you knows your frame. He remembers that you are dust. Today you are here, tomorrow you are no, you are gone. But what you have built, hallelujah, you can build someone by your prayer life. Hallelujah. Enough of decorating your frame. Let your frame bring glory to His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. Suddenly people go to US and when they come down, they say, Pastor, what India? Dust allergy, fellow. Yeah, dust will be allergic because you haven't understood your frame. Hallelujah. He knows our frame, brother. He knows our lying down and waking up. He knows the emotional decision which we take in our emotions. But He's happy when you take one step closer to Him, that I may know Him. We are a family. We are still knowing Him. We are yet to know Him. The Bible says we will know Him as He is when we see Him. 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. But till then, whoever have this hope purifies himself. Purifies himself. The revelation of the Lord Jesus came to Paul. And you know what happened? There was a transformation of life, which is my third point. If you want to have a life of prayer, your life should transform. Everybody say transformation. It is called metanoia. Metanoia in Greek means transformation. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. As a man thinks, so is he. If you think you are the great Maharani, you may be just be thinking like that. People will not be thinking. If you think you are good for nothing, well, everybody will attest that also. That's how it is. Hallelujah. You are not able to see anything. Yes, Saul was not able to see anything. His eyes was blinded. Can you have some water? No. You want something to eat? No. Something is happening in me. That's all I know. I am seeing something. What are you telling? You're seeing something, Paul. Your eyes are blind. No, I'm seeing the blueprint of my life. I'm seeing. I don't want food. All this while I ran for food and water. Now I am running behind Him who shined His light over my life. It was not a trance. I won't say it's a trance. Physically He could not see, but His spiritual eyes were open. His spiritual eyes were open. What is God trying to do in your life? Transformation. You will know. And the Bible says, first day He over, second day, third day, no eating, no drinking. Jesus said, do not run after eating, drinking like how the pagans do. They think about all this. Roti, kapada or makan. This is what we all run after that. But God says that is the pagan way of thinking. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Roti, kapada or makan. Parameshwar dunga. Hallelujah. Something is happening in me.
I do not know, but something is happening. I don't want food, I don't want more water, but I know something, that a person called Ananias, who was in the topmost in the list of whom I had to kill, will come to me. People whom, this is what prayer can do. It can make the roughest of sinner to be the smoothest of God's generals. Hallelujah. Prayer can change. Prayer can cause a DNA change. Many people say, Pastor, I'm old, 63 year old, 70 year old. Do you think somebody can change me? Yes, Jesus can change your life. Hallelujah. At this instant, if you're ready to give him your heart, he's ready to change it, transform it. This heart which was longing for acceptance says, I am accepted in Jesus. Now let me accept people. Hallelujah. Transformation of life. Paul, you are a... What transformation is happening? I'm a Pharisee. I'm the one who killed Jesus. But now, I will be the greatest general to say that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Transformation of life. Have you had a transformation? Friend, if you do not have a metanoia, you will not pray. You cannot pray. You will not pray, but you can pray when the Lord changes your heart, when the Lord changes your passion. What is your passion? Is the latest fashion your passion? Or the expansion of His name your passion? What is your passion? Paul was praying there 3 days. And then in verse 11, God says, okay, I'm not telling a WhatsApp. I don't work with WhatsApp. I work with your spirit. There was another disciple called Ananias, the chief of disciples, who's praying. Suddenly God talks to him and says, go to the street which is called straight. This straight word is also very important there. God will always lead you to straight paths, not crooked ways. He goes before you and is making your crooked path straight in Jesus' name. Go to the street called straight, and there straight away you will meet a man called Saul. Lord, I heard through the brothers in Jerusalem that there is one fellow who is coming like this in the first top list. I am there. He will kill me. That could have been his imagination. It's not there in the Bible. But just for your edification. And then we read in verse 11, he's telling Saul of Tarsus, he's not breathing out insults anymore. For behold, he prayeth. For behold, he's praying. He's changed, Ananias. The mark of true conversion is your prayer. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. I'm talking some very deep secrets with you today. The mark of true conversion is seen in your prayer life. How much do you pray? How much do you seek the Lord? Pray always. Pray with all prayers. Run for prayer. Make prayer your passion. Because through your prayers, God will change a nation. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm telling? Did you understand that your prayers are powerful? Hallelujah. That is which nobody else can see or feel. But one thing is sure, the Lord hears the prayers of a righteous man. Hallelujah. And he will move the earth. He will rotate the mountains and hills and valleys. And he will give an answer to your prayer. Hallelujah. Metanoia. Everybody say metanoia. 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 May the Lord transform all of you into men and women of prayer in Jesus' name. Go ahead and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Nothing else is important. Nothing else is important. Nothing else is powerful. Nothing else is so glorious. It's your prayer. Hallelujah. And the last, how can you pray? Impartation of the Holy Spirit. Impartation of the Holy Spirit. Number one, foundation of prayer. Number two, revelation of the Lord Jesus. Third, transformation of your life. Fourth, impartation of the Holy Spirit. Paul,
Now we call him Paul because he already received the light. Paul, you saw Jesus, but still your eyes are bandh. That's how God works. He works through a church. He works through people of God. You saw Jesus, that's right. But I have to release you only through one person's prayer. There is one local pastor in Damascus. His name is Ananias. Unless he comes and lays hands on you, you are not going to see. That's how God works. Some people say, Pastor, I saw in a vision. What vision you saw? That I have to jump from this church to another church. I'm not against people. You want another? There are many churches nearby. You can go, no problem. India is a democratic country where you feel like worshiping, you worship. But don't tell me that God gave you a vision to jump churches. He will never do that. He will never go beyond his word. Friends, I do not know. But you know what happened there? A beautiful exchange is happening. No mobile phone, but a person called Ananias who is praying. Go and put your hands on Paul. All his life, he will not forget that. So Ananias comes there. Are you all getting something? Rakabasikade. Hallelujah. Verse 17, can we read that together? Acts chapter 10 and verse 17. Hallelujah. But before that, we will read verse 15 onwards. But the Lord said unto him. See, Ananias answered to God's revelation. I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests. He got it all. Ananias was very well informed that Paul is not coming for a good intention. And you know what? Verse 15, but the Lord said. Everybody said, but the Lord said. This week, but the Lord is going to say something to you beyond your imagination. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Your manager may say something. Your damager may say something. Your husband will say something. Your spouse may say something else. But the Lord said. Hallelujah. What did he say? Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel. Today he is calling you as a chosen vessel of God. Nobody is excited. You don't want to do ministry. No problem. Those who want can get it. Go. In the name of Jesus, you are a chosen vessel. Not, you might be a broken vessel, but still you are a chosen vessel of God. Go. He is a chosen vessel. I want to declare prophetically to you, you are a chosen vessel of God. Hallelujah! Lift your hands and say, I am a chosen vessel. Hey, I am a chosen vessel. I am a chosen instrument of God. Hallelujah! Men may reject my resume. Men may reject me. Hallelujah! But I am a chosen vessel of God. Hallelujah! I am a chosen vessel of God to bear my name before Gentiles. You will bear the name of God before people who do not know the Lord. Hallelujah! Kings! Kings will come to the knowledge of Jesus through you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. It might be your company CEO. Get ready to go to the CEO fellow and talk to him. You're ready? Are you your pastor? It's not for you. Some people who are ready for that. Hallelujah. You can take it. Hallelujah. I see something differently. What is that? Well, one day that light shined on my life. His name is Jesus. He can change you. Kings will say, I want this Jesus which you serve. Hallelujah. That's how you need to spread the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And then it says, verse 16, for I will show him how great things he must prosper for my name's sake. For I will show him how much lakhs of crores of rupees he will get. What did God show you? Shekinah. If you were there, you would have run 1,000 yards away. Including me. And just that is a picture thing. God showed him what all he should. That went up, Pastor. I don't want that. Who wants to suffer? But sometimes God leads you through that. Through reveal his glory. I pray that none of you will suffer anymore in Jesus' name.
But if there is a suffering which God permits for His glory, it has to come. That doesn't mean always you should look for suffering. No, some people paid their price and now we are in the best time. This is the time to reap all the fruits of Paul's labor. Are you understanding what I'm telling? You may need to suffer. That suffering was contextual for Paul. Okay? How many of you got a stone last week from the Lord? No, from anybody? Did anybody stone you? That was only for Paul. It was not only for Paul, but that was localized for him. That doesn't mean tomorrow we may not get a stone. But God's mercy was that last week you didn't get a stone. With your Duraflex pillow, praise the Lord. But that doesn't mean you should change your theology. Sufferings may come, persecution may come, sword may come. But one thing I am persuaded, Paul says in Romans 8, nothing shall separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. People may separate you, people may write you off their good books, but nothing. Everybody say nothing, but nothing. Oh, I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. You are feeling like hungry, and I am feeling like preaching. I just started. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I am persuaded. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Lift your hands and say, I am inseparable from the love of Christ. That's enough, friend. That's enough. And then 17, beautiful. Imagine with me, okay? And Ananias went his way, entered into the house, putting his hands on him and said, Brother Saul. Wow. Brother Saul, I have come. Everybody say, I have come. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Brother Saul, I have come here that you might receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When Mary went and greeted Elizabeth, what happened? Something is moving. What happened to Mary? Because she is already the action place of the Holy Spirit. These days only in the church, evil spirit moves and keeps going there. Hallelujah. I pray that you will be centers of the Holy Spirit. And when you touch, somebody will be anointed. What happened, you know? Immediately scales fell off from Paul's eyes. He saw the world in a new way. There is an opportunity. I must preach the good news. Pastor has put Facebook. Let me share it. Wherever I can, I will do it. The Bible says he was strengthened. Everybody says strengthened. Hallelujah. He arose and was baptized. There was a baptism service there. Lovely baptism service. We can all, only the Holy Spirit can help us imagine that. But that baptism led to many baptisms like you and me. Because in Romans 6 he says, don't you know that when you are baptized with the Lord Jesus, you are baptized into his death. Hallelujah. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but who lives in me? Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. Today, without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you cannot pray. From that moment, his prayer life changed. From that life, it's the life that breathed threatening against the church changed into a life of prayer. The Holy Spirit will deposit that grace of prayer into your life this morning.